Hey, Charlie.
I'll show you just one.
Oh.
So, you haven't been home yet, right? Really? How's your daughter? She's all right? Back to herself? Right. No. You guys missed a really nice show last night. August 15th.
Was
Oh.
didn't
What
do
is the point?
Is there like the
Is there a bigger
single
seat there?
room?
Should we move the whole chair there in the morning also?
It doesn't matter.
Is there a bigger
table? One?
They're supposed to go out there, pull out those dial them.
Yeah, it was full already.
There goes
that.
That
too.
No, yeah.
No, that.
He didn't actually put a picture of it yet.
But a picture, I think you could take. I don't think it's a problem.
Use that as the window mask.
You never looked in the mirror. Don't tell me what's a problem or not a problem.
So he's away. You want to do a pizza model, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Well, actually,
we have it on camera.
He knows exactly who does it. Which way?
Very good, exactly.
We need the fin.
Yeah, yeah, maybe you could come and explain it. A guy's working like a dog, making pizza. The guy's working pizza, he's like, not thin like Nachmi's. Really?
No.
He told us.
He's not coming back this week.
No, he didn't hear it. He told us.
He actually asked me. He's like, which one's better?
I hope he didn't say anything. He, Nachmi has sourdough. Nachmi has the dough is sourdough.
Where's he getting
Nachmi's
it?
Not
his
sourdough.
Own dough?
He
makes, he
makes his own dough.
He makes his own dough.
It's a sourdough dough.
When does he prep it? When does he have time to make dough? He's on Zoom.
When 15 pies went without with the compare without the
he
compare.
Makes his own dough.
Yeah.
So he gets from heavy.
No.
He started that.
He started.
He stopped that.
Very good. Could be the oven, but whatever it is.
His oven gets the same height. Also gets 900 degrees, he told me.
It's different when you do it in your bathing
really,
suit.
Those little ovens aren't really good.
It's different when you do it in a bathing suit than when you do it fully.
What
about an apron with
it? What does it get? What does it get? 700?
Yeah. It does the job. That's nice. It bakes it well.
Whenever we're done talking about food,
exactly.
Since when do you become a skinny mini? I mean,
please
exactly.
Keep it to the night, sure. Okay.
Well, son, you,
keep
is
it?
It
is
what?
I almost have buttons like Avi.
It's a Shabbos Nachmi shirt. Okay, you ready to roll?
You're not waiting for T-Bone?
Who? Nah. He probably didn't hear us along. We're stuck on the other side. Turn up. Oh, I forget. I can't use the record. It's unbelievable. I got home at 1:30 last night. I'm like, I can't even walk.
He told me he has carpool this morning.
12:30 in the morning. They got back.
The whole Lakewood was up last night.
Yeah.
I know every single camp because you had Kalahari, Kalamata, and back and camp, the Camel's back, and then.
I didn't pick up.
You didn't pick up? I picked up.
You can't go
My
to
wife
sleep
picked
until
up.
Your kids home.
The whole lake was up. A guy passed by in Lakewood last night, 1 o'clock at
What's
night.
Going on?
What's going on? Every minivan in the country is out on the street. The kids all walk around.
What do you
mean? It's not an hour. The kids love it. What do you mean?
Keep them
all every kid came off the bus missing something. A shoe, a yarmulke, a hat, a tie.
This is the week that you
it's Meredith.
No.
Every.
What else last week?
No, it's this week.
Hmm?
This week.
This week, what?
Yeah.
What's this week?
Abrami got saved.
Oh,
really? Abrami.
Yeah. Tisha B'Av was on a Thursday.
No. It was
that
on
year.
On a Thursday.
Right, she was on Wednesday. Same idea, same like this year. Similar. All right, we're off to Thursday night. Overnight.
Next week.
Today's show sponsor, Fush Lemer, Falls Am Zeb, and Rachel Omer Kasim, and Arna Esther. Our captive still not out. Brian the Miriam, Master Razel Sara. Baruch Hashem, we have pool soon. Soon we'll have pool in the White House. Mr. Barber knows Kamala Harris, right? You know, she's from your area.
She just finished throwing her
out
of the bus. She loves buses.
Oh my God. California's
going to
be it.
California is done. I mean, you might want to buy a house.
Yeah,
like
the whole country.
Forget about
California.
Okay. I'm happy I didn't trade in my car because pretty soon you're not going to have a lot of a car soon over here. Yitzchak Mishalavis, Yaakov and Frumit. Who?
2035? Until a Republican comes in and changes it. You guys got to vote.
By then we'll be living in Iran.
Yeah.
Never vote Republican over there.
Go, go, go.
No, they took the Republican thing off the... They took the Republican in California off the ballot. There's no Republican.
It hasn't stopped us until now.
Right, this is how we do the duff.
We think we're solving the
issue. Not just that, I got a call yesterday from Kamala Harris's Kamala Harris's what's called the cartoon, not cartoon guy. What do you call the person? No, the person in charge of the campaign. Campaign person. And he asked what was going on over here because he heard that we really have it up to date. Anyway, weiter. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Zuck the Alf on the base. And Alf, I don't talk to ladies, so it was a lady. But I told her to talk to someone else. Then Alf on the base. Then Alf on the base. Tutter Abaddon. This is also going to solve, yeah. Turn about an Amikam Pigdonos, Lomina Noshim, Lomina Avodim. What's a Pigdonos? Pigdonos is a. Yeah, last night I got Pasha deposit, but I don't know if that's. I don't understand that's the right.
Like when you put the soda bottles in, you get.
It's not. It means you can't accept something from a lady. Lomina Noshim, Lomina Avodim, Lomina Tinokis, not from kids. Kibam and Isha, if you did accept from a lady, Yaxli Isha. Even though there's a chashash that she stole it from her husband. She's saying, no, I got it from a Yerusha, I had it from, somebody gave it to me, that I'm not ashamed of the Bible or Shuspa.
This thing that a Pekadin, it's known that it was someone else's at one time?
No. No, that's the problem. Problem is that a Eved and a Isha and a Katan, their stuff that they have is usually the husband's. So if she has something, that's a Pekadin. So if a lady says that this is hers, so the halacha is yachzal isha.
The chiddush is yachzal isha, not.
So the chiddush is yachzal isha, even though the chashash.
Charlie, the chiddush is that you yachzal isha.
You're not supposed to take it.
I'm hooked on
the hooked on phonics. Chiddush yachzal isha.
If she gives you a matana, you're not giving it back.
Then mesup, but if she dies, yachzal abayla. So Yaxel Abayla, you give back to the husband. Why? Because then Mamanushak, the husband gets it. Mamanushak, the husband gets it, because if it was his to begin with, then it's his. And even if it wasn't his to begin with, if she, I guess we can't use this recording.
Why? Then they'll get an explanation.
Somebody's listening, he has two
they'll,
sides.
They'll get an explanation, actually.
No problem? Okay, fine, good. Yeah.
This one's good.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, fine, good. They may say Yaxel Abayla, and if she dies, you get back to the hubby because Manavshach, it's the husband's. Now, it's interesting because really, we don't know if it's ladies, but it's like a suffix. It's like a suffix. You knew this is where it was, this is where you got it from, so give it back to where you got it from. We don't really know.
And Eved can actually own something?
Yeah, I'm not Shane LaRabbi Shuzbay. Somebody wants to give him something, he did a favor to someone wants to give him something, so he gives him something, I'm not Shane LaRabbi Shuzbay. Mina Eved, Yaxel Eved. Again, same idea. Vemeis, Yaxel Rabbi. If the Eved dies, you get back to Rabbi because of a Manavshach. What about Kibim and Akotan? Except from a kid. Now, the problem with a kid is that you can't give it back to the kid like you give to the Isha and the Eved because the kid will destroy it. So basically, you're throwing it in the garbage. That's not right to do that because you don't even know if it's the kid's. So what you do is you put it in a trust fund. And the Gemara is going to say what you do. Yaxel Eskula. V'meis yachsel roi liyoshev. And if he dies, you give it to his yarshim. Now it's interesting that Tosis learns a situation that is talking about that a lady has a migu. She has a migu. Niradim amra isha tein leploini. Give it to someone. Shem shaloi. Then noisaloi. Means you took from a lady something. And when you go to give it back to her, Allah is to give it back to the lady. What did the lady say? It's chapless. Now, we even have a suffix if it's, maybe she stole from her husband. That's the original, that's really the suffix in the Gemara. The chiddush is you give back to the lady, because I'll suffix. We don't know. That's where he took it, that's where you give it back. What if she says give it back to the chapel? She's naman. Why? Because the man has the himigu di yiboya shakla I minev yavle. She, the halacha is you give it back to her. So you believe her that it's chaplers. And there's a chiddush in that because later on, right now, the Gemara is going to say, it's only when she's alive you could say such a migu. She has a migu. I could have taken it and give it to someone else. But the Gemara now continues.
She can give it to somebody else.
She can give it to whoever she wants.
Why not? Because you have the same problem.
Yachsel Isha. No. Yachsel Isha. The halacha is give it back to the lady. What if she says, instead of giving it back to me, you're supposed to give it back to me. So the guy comes to give it back to her. Give it to Shuli. It's his. This thing is Shuli's. Is she believed? Yeah, because
not the husband.
No. We already passed the husband. We got past the husband because Yaks Alicia.
Yeah, but that's
right. So we're saying obviously it's not the husband's. I mean,
status quo.
We're saying status quo, so it means give it back to the lady.
She loses her migo.
No.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's hers.
I understand, but you're giving it back to her. That's not halacha.
Status quo.
But no, you're giving status quo.
Yeah,
Yaks Alicia.
Where it was.
Yak Kimanisha Yaks Alicia.
Okay.
Right. The halacha is she. So since. When you give it back to her, she can give it to whoever she wants, right? That's
no,
her.
She can't.
How do you know?
Because
why not?
That guy's gonna have to give it back to her.
No.
Why not?
It's not a because. He's giving her my tana. She's giving me a gift.
She can give a gift.
Why not? She's. We're assuming that it's hers over here.
Why can't we take up a cousin?
Because we don't. It's a suffix.
Same thing.
You're not supposed to take something from a suffix.
Yeah.
It's hers. Kimoni. She yaks leisha. What does yaks leisha mean? That we
so
say
took it from her. We just like you said, like yeah.
But she can give it to whoever she wants. Maybe. You can't stop her.
You could, obviously.
Right? Why
so
could you stop her?
You're making the next guy give it back.
Tyson doesn't learn like that. Tyson, you can't stop her.
So why does the first guy have to give it back?
So
you took it from her.
So why can't she give it?
Who says she can't give it?
Like Makabal and Pitonis. Why can't I be Makabal and Pitonis? But why can't you do it with Khatrila?
You're saying you could receive the gift of Khatrila, but can't receive it.
So why can't you give him Atana?
Yeah.
That's the Gemara saying.
Yeah, and I guess.
That's what he's saying.
That's the Gemara saying. Gemara saying, Pitonis you can't take because the Pitonis is, it seems a suffix.
More than a Matana?
Yeah.
What's the difference between Pitonis
and I hate to say this, but I'm with Charlie on this one.
Dave, now I can't put it on.
I don't know why you hate to say it, but it's fine. People don't like you. Fine.
They don't like to be right.
So anyway, let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. It's a sugyo here. I'm just trying to bring something out. V'kulan she'amru b'shas misosan shel ploini hein yasik perushan. What happens? This lady is dying. So we said if she dies, you give it to the husband. What about while she's dying, she says, give it to Charlie. So now, if she dies, she's dying in 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, you give it back to the husband. But on the way out, she says, it belongs to Charlie. I'm just letting you know. So the halacha is, yask perushan, you do what she said. Vim lav. Yask perushan. What does vim lav? Means if you don't believe that she's right, and you choshish that she's only lying because she doesn't want to show that she stole it from her husband. That's embarrassment.
On her deathbed, yeah.
On her deathbed. She doesn't want to say that she stole from her husband. She doesn't want to say, by the way, this thing that I've been handling with you for the last 10 years, give it to my husband. She's not going to say that. That means you stole from your husband. She wants a good eulogy. She wants to get eulogized properly. So Mela, it's embarrassing. So the Yas Pirish Musha means that you make your own evaluation and you give it to whoever you think it is. And the Gemara brings a riot to this. The Bisu, the Rabbi Rachano, the wife of Rabbi Rachano, listen to this one. Kika Shachva, when she died, Amra, when she was dying, Amra, Hani Kipi de Marasa, these earrings that she had, these Cartier earrings, Hani Kipi de Marta, Ubrim Brata. It belongs to Martha's Hashem Chacham Rebrata. Askam de Rav. So he came, the husband, Rav Rachana, came to Rav. Amli Imehamneluch Asek Rusha. If you believe your wife, you know your wife, you lived with her 60 years. If you think she's not lying, that means that she got a gift from somewhere, or Yerusha from somewhere, these Cartier earrings. This is then fine. If you think that she, V-Loy, if you don't believe her, it means you think she hoarded your money for 10 years and bought a pair of Cartier earrings, Sase Pirishu Perusha.
Who has to explain?
So then no one has to explain anything.
Who's going to say
Pirishu Perusha? He, Rav Rochana. Rav Rochana. Rav was telling Rav Rochana, you could keep it then. At that point. V'igdamri, Hachi Amalei. This is what Rav told him. I'amidaloch.
Who's he fighting?
Asek Perusha. He's fighting with Martha. This Chacham.
Who's the father fighting?
Martha.
Rabbi Barbachana was the husband.
The husband. The wife on the way out said, made an announcement.
She said
that these Cartier earrings, the Rolex watch belongs to Martha.
Who wants to make sure?
He says, how does she even have money? Where did she get this? What's going on over here? What do you belong to Martha? She finally died. At least I get the watch.
Waiting for
those earrings though. Yeah. So he says, loch. So this is a little different shot. Yamidaloch, if he could evaluate Martha means you have to look what kind of person Martha is. Martha is someone who lives in yeshiva apartments. It can't be that this is Martha's. I mean, the guy's in Kli Kodesh. He never had anything gold in his house.
Let's say they both
all of a sudden, he has a $100,000 watch.
Let's say they both live in yeshiva apartments.
We figured it out.
Right.
I say Kaprusha. I don't. You can't understand that there's a guy who a Rolex doesn't fit his build. Such a thing, right?
Fine. But
a guy like Charlie, he doesn't even know how to handle a Rolex.
What happens if
he throws it on the table? He has no idea. Exactly. He never paid a toll in his life. Yamiloch, I say kipirusha, not because it's buses. Yamiloch, I say kipirusha. Viloy, asa pirusha pirusha. This is what Rambam says. Rambam says, Oizin shalahem, shalahem, imashirim haim. Well, I was talking about a wealthy piece of jewelry, a fancy piece. Imashirim haim, veruin lahaf could keep you, vishak feitzim. It makes sense that they entrusted her with something and now she's returning it before she dies, then it makes sense. I say Kibrusha, Mirzilam. Another thing, Raj Ram says another shot, Inami Yamidaloch Ishtecha Sheshla Oyavim. If you could assume that your wife has friends that would give her a nice piece of jewelry like that,
a fan club,
then you could say it. But if she's a lady who nobody ever gave anything, you know, she barely got a sourdough in her life, then it's not Nageya.
See the, Rolex, cut. See the Rolex or a sourdough. Somebody wants a Rolex this Shabbos.
What's
the next day? Huh? And I cut in Yasleh Segula. So for the cut in, we said you make a trust fund. So what do you buy? What do you do? What's a trust fund? What do you do? You invest in real estate in California? I don't know. My Segula, invest in a nursing home. So Chizda Amar Sefer Torah. What you do is
Kupa de ear.
Chizda Amar, no. You have to do something that the Karen's still around.
It's not around anymore? Kupa de'er still. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Case number
276789.
My schooler, Chizda Amar Sefer Torah. What you do is you buy a Sefer Torah. The Rashbam holds, what's the Sefer Torah? Because the kid can learn the Sefer Torah. And the Sefer Torah stays. The kid will get a mitzvah. Limud HaTorah. So you accomplished... For this kid, keep safe there. Yeah. Now, the Ritva says, it's a safe Torah, but Vuadin, other Svarim. It's not Dafka safe Torah. Safe Torah is a shah. So the Achronim bring down, the Shiur Mitzvah Halacha brings down, Shiur Mitzvah Halacha brings down that in today's day and age, we don't learn from safe Torah. So according to Rashbam and the Ritva, it's Yibaya Shas. Nobody learns what to say. The whole point is the kid should be able to learn. And the shas still stays around. That's so you buy a shas.
People.
Right, people buy the shas with that money.
Yeah.
Not the kid.
Whoever this is, the best then. Yeah, but at least it'll till he's around. For a year or two, he'll be able to learn from it.
Karen is gone.
The whole response is not a gift. It's not about.
It's not about. It's a gift to keep
somebody. It is.
It is.
You have to keep the Karen.
It's both. It's both. It's both.
It's
both.
I think it's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's both. It's both. It's both. Yeah, Rav says both.
Karen Draperis Kayam.
It's Kayam. You want to know if it loses a little, it loses a little bit. It's still Kayam.
The point is that you're getting a return on it. That you're learning.
Right. The point is that you have the shas and you're also learning.
He's getting his misses.
Yeah. So the Ksav Sefer learns. No. That's zichana, because then you lose your money.
I'm saying he's not.
No, that's a one-time use.
Why? So then that's the Karen. So the Karen is still around.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, okay. He's saying the same thing.
So then
now, the Ksav Sefer says, the Ksav Sefer learns different. He learns different from Shan and Gemara. He learns, I don't know if Rashbam was this, but he learns that there's a chiyuv on every yidnitz in every yidn class to write a safe Torah. So you're assisting this kid in doing a mitzvah that he can't possibly do. And dafka to safe Torah because it's dafka safe Torah because it's kayim always. And it's a mitzvah you wouldn't be able to do. And it's dafka safe Torah. That means you would not buy a shas. You would not buy all this farm. It's specifically safe Torah. This mitzvah your system. There's a goes to the whole tumul achronim.
As a kohen has that mitzvah.
So there's a big tumul achronim if you're mechuyev to assist a kohen to do a mitzvah. That he's not mechuyev yet.
Because he's a kohen.
He's a kohen. He will be mechuyev, but he's not mechuyev yet.
Well, it's his money though.
You're
not assisting.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's his money.
He does. That's a chiyuv. That's shala.
You're not
doing
anything from now.
You are doing now. You still got a mitzvah. It's not mechuyev. You still got a mitzvah. You get a mitzvah. As a, you know, you still got a mitzvah. Yeah. See, no, the mitzvah kolish miyisrael lichta sefer Torah. That he has. He's still kolish miyisrael.
Really?
Still yotzei that mitzvah.
I'm saying the kid could do it on his own.
He could. Yeah, for sure. When he becomes a gadol, he's yotzei mitzvah. Question at this point now: what's the chiyuv?
Even if he wrote a work retroactively,
why not? Of course, it's his, he owns it.
It's a done deal.
He owns it.
The ikur mitzvah is the
ksiva. Of course you do. Of course you get a mitzvah. 100%.
Definitely not the
ikur
mitzvah.
No,
definitely
not the ikur
mitzvah.
No,
it's definitely not the ikur mitzvah.
Either write or commission someone to write.
Right, or have a shliach.
So if you write it for a kid with his money, that's not mechuyev. That's not called. That's not commission.
Right,
I don't
see. That's what the question is.
Good question. Probably
not. Okay. It's a good shiloh, but I didn't see anybody says that. Ksav Sefer says 100%.
You didn't see anybody says a sefer Torah either.
Ksav Sefer. Everybody says sefer Torah. Gemara says sefer
Torah. You put it. What did you say? What was
other than the Gemara, does anyone else say
anything? No. I'm thinking to myself, am I crazy? What did I miss over here?
It's not me arguing.
If you were chaplain, you would have continued. Okay, Rabbi Hud Amar Dikla. You buy a building. The Alchemy Tamri. You collect rent. Dikla is a day tree. I have one by my yeshiva, by the new house.
Really?
Yeah, two of them.
And the boys are going to eat it?
For Rosh Hashanah, we're going to go for fig tree picking.
In his mind of activity.
Well, I have a fig tree. Fig tree, yeah. No, fig tree.
Your yeshiva has dates. Oh.
Yeah.
I also have almond tree.
Your yeshiva should have dates.
It's a real deal. Can't move it.
Loyal Ab Nixab Ben, Loyal Ben Nixab.
Yeah.
You have milk now for years.
Milk and honey. You ready? So we said the father does not have a chazak nixab ben, ben nixab. So I'm going to raise a filu cholkoi. Even if they split, which means split means even if he's not reliant on the father, he there's a word for it, not reliant. Dependent.
No,
yeah.
No, that's just an IRS term. That's an IRS.
Anyway, even if he's not dependent on the father anymore, I mean, you say he's not eating, he's got his own job. Father says, listen, you're on your own now.
Supported?
You're on your own. So still, there would not be a chazakah. Because over there, really, there is a chazakah. Because right now, he's not really eating anything from the father. So why don't you say, I was here for 3 years. Papa, I mean, it must be, it comes, I bought this from the father. Father's like, what are you talking about? I'm not eating off you anymore. It's already 3-4 years that I'm on my own. He said, yeah, but you're my son still. I allow you to eat. You're not even Michael. So that's what he holds. That's what his mandama holds. Rava Amar, no. Chol Kaloi. Rava says, if you're Chaylik, which means it's Rava, if you're not relying on Papa anymore, and you have your own business, you know, you pay rent for the house, you no shaykhis to the father anymore. So Melo, at that point, there would be a chazaka. Chol Kaloi means there would be a chazaka. Means if the kid eats for 3 years in the field, and Papa's not Michael, and he comes in 3 years, and his brothers say, hey, get off the field. What do you mean? Papa sold to me. I have a chazakah with a tanya that I bought it. So over there, the kid would be believed. That's what Rabbah holds. Amar Rav Yermia, Medivti, Avad Rav Papi, Uvda Chalkaloi, Karava. Karava. He did it like, that's what he passed, that you do have a chazakah. Amar Nachman, it's like, Ishtoyli Rav Chia Mohurmiz, Ishid, the Ishtoyli Rav Achav Ayakav, Ishmeid Rav Nachman Ayakav, Chalkaloi. Again, same halacha, V'hilchus Chalkaloi. That's the halacha. That if a kid's not reliant on the father anymore, he's not mooching off Papa, and they're like a regular person. Itmar, okay, this is a hot one. You have a father who was nifter. You have 4 or 5 brothers. The older brother kicks in. He takes over the whole situation, the whole estate. Papa left over $1 million. He's taking over the whole thing. All of a sudden, there's business deals flying out of that office like you can't imagine. The kids come after a few years, they're all in Kyle, they come over, they say, oh, by the way, what's with these buildings? This building, he says, no. All these buildings that I bought, it's my money. I have my own money. Before Papa died, I had my own business. You guys had $1 million. This 40, 50, 60 million dollar deal that's going on over here, this is my own thing. I had a Yerusha from a Bab Epis. I named after Allah to Baba, she gave me a Yerusha. And obviously, in base, Avi, I'm emo. No, Shnafli base Avi Ima. I got a Yerusha. So Amarav, I love the Raya. He has to bring a Raya. It means the brothers could say, no, I don't understand. You're running out of the Papa's office. You can't, no, it doesn't work. Bring a Raya that this is the money that the $10 million you're handling, all these buildings and everything, is your own money. Mishmul Amar. No, Allah can love your Raya. The brothers bring a Raya. He's a Muksuk. You bring a Raya. Amar Shmuel. Moidli Abba.
What's Pshan Rav? We say much
in the because Lamai's over here, you're working out.
The brothers want to take it from him.
He was a shit. He's just working for them.
State executive, so you can't go in. You can't come in and say, "Oh, really? He's splitting hairs now." There's a raise on his chazaka. So Amar Shmuel, Moidli Abba, he agrees with me. He would agree with me. Shemais, if this brother who had all the shenanigans going on, all these deals going on. Now his kids kicked in. So this guy was the executor. He had all kinds of business going on. The brothers came to him and said, listen, could we start collecting some rent maybe? You know, after we get some money. He says, yeah, the money that Pop left over is not doing anything. A little barge to goodbye. What do you mean? All these buildings, that's mine. So we say that he says that Abba's Shita is, 1 second, Abba's Shita is, Alachim love, no, Shmuel says Alachim love Rav. Rav Shita is?
Love.
Abba is Rav. Love Rav. That he has to bring a Raya. So he has to bring a Raya that this is his money. But if he dies, and now his kids are in the picture, we don't say that his kids have to bring a Raya, because kids don't know the Rayas. His kids just came in today. They just came into this big estate. So we say that now the brothers have to bring a Raya. So even Rav, who holds that a love on this brother who's the executive to bring a Raya, when his kids take over, his kids have to bring a Raya. So Masra, Papa's going to ask him this. Klum, Tanina Lu Liasmi, Midle Ton Avoin. We tied something for the Yisoyim, something that you don't tie it for him. When it's he, that loch is, he would have to bring a Raya. Now we're saying, no, he doesn't bring a Raya. Let the brothers bring a Raya. Varava, Apik Zuga the Sabal of a Safra da Gansa, Miasmi, Bele Raya. Rava took away a scissor. A scissor that you shear clothing with, or whatever, not a carpenter scissor, what do you call it? A Schneider. Shears. How do you say a Schneider? A tailor scissor. You ask me, Belay Raya, but Dvarim Asum La'ash La'ask, don't my things that are meant to borrow and lend. Read that. Kedisholach Ravunim Barav, and Dvarim Asum La'ash La'ask, Vam Lekuchem Yodah, and an Emun. So over here also, this brother, He doesn't have a chazaka. There's a reis over here. He came in as an executor, and now he's coming and saying that it's his. So he's not neman. So why should the kids be neman? Why should the kids not have to bring a raya? The kids should have to bring a raya. And maybe he vibes kasha. He doesn't understand. Amar al chizda.
But it doesn't change the aloha.
Right. Not a tiyufta. Amar al chizda. Lo shanu el de'en chalukin. This that we said. That Rav says that the brother who's an executor, who's making all the shenanigans, can't just hold on to the stuff and say that he has a Yerusha from his grandmother. He has to bring a raya. This is only elust ein chalukim v'sasam. Means they didn't split the estate. But that's what you always have to split the estate right away. You gotta close it out. Otherwise, you know, these problems happen. If there is an estate, yeah. Ein chalukim v'sasam. Av chalukim v'sasam. Emor misaso kimes. So Rashbam says, very interesting, it must be that you're able to be stingy enough that you could accumulate this wealth. Because if not, then what's the raya? But he says, you got, every week, each one of us got $100 from the estate for the last 10 years. You guys went, you both went to Klapach. As soon as you got the money, you're like somebody else we know. You know, so you go to Klapach. But the father, I don't want to say this derogatory. Trying to get this shit on.
We're still good for all that.
Yeah.
Hurry up quick.
So, Lamaisa, you brothers went and blew the money. I went every week and put it in a safe deposit box. Or put it into an account that made some interest. After 10 years, I had $500,000.
You still get a safe deposit?
So I took that money, invested it, and this is what I'm left with. And you guys threw your money in the garbage. You have no time on me. There's no raise anymore. I mean, the whole time is a race, so how do you get this more than me? It's impossible. But if there's a way for him to answer up the Taina they made that on him, then he would be believed. So we said, Raya, he has to bring a Raya. What's the Raya? What does he say? B'mai, what's the Raya? Rabba ma Raya b'edem. Shesha ma Raya b'kimashtar. It's either Edom or Kimashtar. Amalei Rav le Rav Nachman, Harav v'ashmul. You have Rav and you have Shmuel, two shittas that we just brought down. Either he brings a raya, the brothers bring a raya. Haraba of Harav Sheshes, you have Edim or a star. Mar Kiman Svirle, who do you hold like? Rav Nachman, who do you hold like? We have four shitas over here, four different shitas. Who do you hold like? Amalei, Anamasis Yadana. What do you mean? We have a brisa. We just had a brisa. Tanya. Echon Achim Shay, Noisim, Noisim, Dokabiyaz. Vayari of Shroy, Yetz Ashmai, this story that we had. Vamashalian, Shnofli Beis Aviyam. I have a Yerusha that came, I have a trust from another trust. A love raya. He has to bring a raya. V'cheni isha, she nesas took a bias. You have an almana. You have a lady who's an almana. Her husband died, and she's running the estate.
She took over the business.
Took over the whole business. She's running the whole estate. And now, but you're under the sky, all of a sudden, there's tons of businesses coming flying. Now the kids get a little older. Say, hey, mom, we want, no, not at all. This is our money. She says, no, it's nothing to do with you. Papa left over $100,000. Mom is gunished. Enough to make a bar mitzvah. And she said, this money is all mine. So Allah, she has to bring same thing.
What does it make a difference then? Either way, they get it.
No, they don't.
No, not until she dies.
She gets remarried, the creep gets it.
This is the question.
So Gemara says, Sigmar says that. Who?
She comes in with it.
It's hers.
Yeah, it's hers. Yeah. It's hers.
Not his stuff.
Her stuff.
He doesn't. The next house he gets maximum pay, maximum work.
Yeah.
Until she dies. Then he gets Yerusha.
Or if he's smart, he gets her a gift. You just get a gift.
Prenup.
Preempt. My friend he's a very wealthy guy who was nifter.
Right.
My friend's a very wealthy guy who was nifter, and he always worried that he's going to die and his wife's going to marry somebody and that's it, you know. And he put in his Saba. He has a guy who he before he died is executor who he put in together with his wife. He has strict rules about who's getting his money.
The way to do it.
He's controlling his money from upstairs. You know what I mean?
That's the only way to do it.
I don't know. I trust my wife. If my wife wants to lose...
But does your wife trust you?
I don't, she doesn't have any money. She doesn't have to trust me.
Most people,
everything goes to
what
his
house.
Yeah.
Then
I don't know. He cares. He wants his kids to be set up. What do you mean? He has 10 kids. He wants kids to be set up. But a guy's going to get remarried. Kids need a house. Sorry. My kids in Africa need a house.
What's the state of the marriage?
Was?
He's dead.
Oh, he's dead.
What was the state of the marriage?
No, he's got marriage. She didn't know until he got the deal he died.
No. It's not a vote in trust. If he dies, it goes to her. He's not worried about her, but he's worried about the other creep.
Everybody has the same stories.
Right.
They want their children to be set up, and usually just goes through the wife. Like you want the wife to live until she's 20, and then the children get. But if you're a chesed, the next husband's going to take it and use it for whatever.
Well, if the wife's a big spender, you can buy hot dogs with this money, you know what I mean? You can't do that.
It's not involved. It's about
the wife. The Gemara says, my v'chein. What's the v'chein? What's the v'chein? And v'chein seems to be, it's like a, the Rashbam says, what the Gemara's kash is, it's like a, over here it says v'chein, it's mashab aloy zu avzuktani. Yeah, so what's the chiddush over here? So he says it's a major chiddush by Isha. Why? Kivin the shvichel of milsa. Since when a lady goes and takes over the estate, it's a major step. Everybody's tumbling. Look at this lady. She's an accomplished woman. She has confidence. It's like a major thing. So then she's not going to go take money from the assignment. I'm a katarcha kamiyasmi. Look, Gazmi asked me. You worried she's going to steal from the assignment? Kamashwan, that was still chashish. Kamashwan was still chashish. Medvamur machzik. Abnoisim atonov, achat shacholku. So we say over there, it's not a problem. So Gemara says, "Atu kolhanin damrina la b'nei chazakin." Honestly, they're also b'nei chazakin, no? Gemara says, "No. Well, you missed the boat. We're trying to say it's a whole different parsha." Chesun mechazvachtani. Medvar murim mechazak shishmetayna. A guy stayed there for 3 years, and he says, "I'm here for 3 years. You weren't meicher, and I have a taino that you bought it, sold me. Going meicher, I'm a lemechati. Look, I'm a lekachti. I'm a chazak and lekachti. And I have a so it's a chazak shishmetayna. I'm a chazak shishmetayna." Over there, everybody's agreeing. Means it's a matana. The guy agrees that he gave it to you. The question is, you just have to make him a chazaka. So no, go to the parts kosher. He's a chazaka. You don't need to have a chazal shanim. The guy agrees he sold you. You just have to have a kinyan. You need a kinyan. The kinyan happens as soon as you know go to the parts. You don't have to wait 3 years to make a kinyan. The minute you know go to the parts, you have a kinyan, and that's it. That's a done deal. Oh yeah, it's a long time. No, stop over here. We'll continue on Shabbos. Gimel Aleph. I'm here for Shabbos. I'm davening in. I'm davening my Eichen's name because of Kaz, but I'll be here for the daf. Kaz making kiddush.
To go
for Eichen's name.
What?
And a baby girl.
Okay. What will it take to get you to daven?
No, I'm not davening there.
You're right. He's really making kiddush.
Yeah, that's what he davens, I think. There in yeshiva.
He probably davens by Rebbe Aaron, right?
He davens there in yeshiva. He davens there in yeshiva.
Right, so he davens.
He davens by Rebbe Aaron when he wants to daven Rebbe Aaron. Like Rosh Hashanah Kippur, he likes to daven. He doesn't daven every week. He can't daven every week. I don't think davens every week. Gimel Aleph. Akavya b'mahal oimer. Histakel b'shloshad varim. V'yata bol de'avera. Please not here. Daim ayim v'asev l'onat t'hadlich v'yata osel l'zim v'cheshbam. So what is it? Ma'ayim ba'asam, tibis rucha. You come from nothing. Well, on ata oiluch, makam afarima ilayah, you're going back to the dirt. Keep this in mind, you won't do any averot.